Hello, everyone. If you look back over your life, where did success really come from? Where did it show up? Did it come miraculously? Did it come simply because you were talented and smart? The answer to both is probably no. And yet this is exactly what we continue to tell ourselves and wish for. This wish tries to rewrite history. It tells you that your talent is what got you to where you are now. And this wish sabotages today's and tomorrow's success because it blinds you to a simple reality. And that reality is this: that almost every bit of success you've ever had was built upon a prolonged period of discipline and methodical work, task by task, born not in comfort, but discomfort. Joe Walsh in 1979 became head coach for the 49ers, took them to from the worst team in the NFL with a 2-14 record to Super Bowl champs in just 2 years. How did he do this? How did he put together a dynasty? As he tells it, he first asked them if they were tired of losing. They raised their hand. They said yes. And then he said, okay, here's the plan. We're not going to be focused on winning per se. Instead, his only goal was to implement a standard of performance. What should be done, when it should be done, how it should be done. There was only one timetable instilling these standards. He focused on seemingly trivial date details. The locker room was to be tidy. Linemen were drilled on 30 separate critical drills. Precise and short passing routes for the wide receivers were graded down to the inch. This was not about being uptight and controlling. The standard was about instilling excellence, consistency, and repeatability. These standards, it turns out, were much more valuable than some grand vision or inspirational talk. The thinking was that if the players adhered to this execution of details, then the score and winning would take care of itself. Before he began winning, an assistant coach told the owner that Joe was way too caught up with the minutiae. They'll never have a chance of winning. Of course, Walsh fired him, and they went on to become a dynasty. I hope you've seen this example, examples of the rider, the elephant, the path that I've listed over the last few weeks. You know, the team's elephant, are you tired of losing? The rider, the clear goal, it wasn't an inspirational talk. It was these standards of performance. And of course, the path was these steps that were going to be measured on a daily basis without fail. What's your story? What task done daily will move you towards your goals? What reactive, unproductive task can be moved or delegated to be replaced by activity that'll lead to improvement and profit? And what path can you adhere to on a daily basis to get you there? Because it's the hard work that gets you there. It's not your talent.